mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love him. He loves us so much. God has so much to say to us, his people. He loves us very much. And I love every soul in the kingdom of God, and I love every soul in the world. We have many brothers and sisters that are still struggling to get out of the world. And I know for a fact there are many sinners, people that are yet sinners. They would love to be out of the world system. They need teachers, they need preachers, they need evangelists, they need apostles and prophets. They need us to do our job. If I was in the world, lost, at risk of losing my soul in hell, which is, you know, when you say it that way, losing your soul in hell, that's something people can't relate to yet. But when you go to hell, my friend, you lose everything. You lose your children, you lose your loved ones. If you look over across the fire and see your children burning up, that would just be devastating to your heart. That'll be like driving down the freeway and seeing your daughter get hit by a car. But worse, because it never stops. Nobody in hell can get out. These are not things that we can readily imagine and we don't want to think about. You know, World War II soldiers don't like to talk about World War II. They say, my dad was, I knew my dad all my life. And what he told me about World War II, he could probably do within 5 or 10 minutes. Because those are sad thoughts, things you desire to forget about. And I'm sure he had many stories he could have told me, but he spared me. In hell, it don't matter. You can't spare people in hell. When they're in hell, they're just there. And they can never get out and do nothing but burn. Why would a place like that exist anyway? That's the only way to get rid of sin. Sin has influence. But sin can't do anything without a host. So in order to get rid of sin, you have to get rid of the host. The people that activate it. Now, fallen angels begin it. And then the giants, the demons, and everything under Satan's order, and anything that follows Satan, it has sin. You know, remember a third of the stars follow Satan. So I used, you know, we like to think of angels, and then demons, and some people classify demons and fallen angels in one category, but they're different. But actually, the word says a third of the stars follow Satan, and 2/3 didn't. Now, how many is that? I don't know. Now, that can include angels, but when you look up in the night sky and you see the stars, God made planets around those stars, and there are governments around every star. So, people from other places, and the word talks about the heavens. You know, it distinguishes God is going to judge the kings on earth, and those that are wicked on high, which means in outer space and in the heavens. So, and also in people don't know they kind of classify they kind of skip cold religion and science of man. You know, it's got a lot of pride in it. So when you have pride, you say, well, ain't nothing up there but a bunch of stars. That wouldn't make sense. The Lord told me in 94, he said, I'm still making planets and people. And, you know, I dropped my air wrench when he said that, because I thought according to the way I was taught. But when you delve into the Word of God, you have to agree with it. And science and cold religion have nothing to do with God. Now, when I say cold religion, I'm talking about religion with pride. Religion that's embalmed with pride. It's kind of like the way that the Pharisees and the priests in the days of Jesus, they hated him. Now, that's cold religion. Cold religion, it just loves the praise of men. It doesn't care about the heart of God and the will of God. That's just their power mad. So, what would appeal to a corrupt mind? And so, people that are corrupt, they try to appeal to those that are corrupt. And that's our problem. But once I learn something from the Lord, I go on forward. I don't have time to cater to deception and unbelief and pride and all those crazy ideals. But anyway, what I wanted to get to was this. The Lord made hell to get rid of all forms of corruption. It don't matter where they come from and what they were in the past. If they were righteous in the past and went rogue, they just went rogue and they go into hell. The good thing is, people born here on earth, we have a chance to get out of it. And it's on my heart to help people understand. The Lord gave me a vision saying, let not my people lack knowledge. And he was talking about his people. And anybody out there that can be salvaged and restored and brought to life, that's what I desire. If I was out there full of pride or doing what I did before I met Jesus, you think totally different when you're a sinner. You don't think like you do as a Christian. And I'm not just a believer, I'm a believing believer. I believe the word of God. I take it literally, and I take it serious. And I want to encourage everybody to do the same thing. Because I've been immature, and mature is a lot better. If you try to be, if you allow yourself to be immature, you have to choose to stay immature. And you have to choose to grow up. If you're going to choose something, that's how it is. But if you choose to grow up and you take the high road and you start doing the things that Jesus taught, you're going to know for yourself, this is a whole lot better. I wish I had known this years before I made such a mess of things that like I did. And so my heart, you know, the way I got saved after, I didn't get saved as a child. Now I got friends that did. They got saved early in life and they lived a mild life. They stayed out of trouble. They did good, but I have compassion on people that don't know the Lord. And it's very important that we do our job. Because when people go to hell, it's final. That's a final destination that you don't want to be in. And like I said earlier, you don't just lose your soul, you lose everything. See, women that like to go shopping, they can't go shopping. Men that like to fish, not only will they never fish again, they'll never drink water again. Even beer and wine, all the things that people act a fool about, they'll never have that again. Everything that can possibly give you pleasure, you're going to be destroyed. And you'll never have water again. You'll never have nothing. And you'll be mocked and tortured. And see, that's what I don't know. I didn't want to stir up. I don't even like thinking about hell, but it's important to keep people out of it. Now, what the Lord put on my heart is this. Before people get to a point where their heart is set, they make choices. And the way that the world system works, it's leaven. The Lord went through a lot of trouble to have his people in covenant. On certain feast days, they don't eat leavened bread. They don't even have it in their house. Now, because he used the leaven to represent sin. It's not wrong to eat unleavened bread. But the purpose of not eating it on the feast days or not even having it in your house is to remind people, because we need reminding. Even as Christians, we forget so much and so easy sometimes. These are reminders. Don't sin. Don't allow sin in your members. Your members is your body, your mind, and your spirit, man, or your soul. Your mind and your soul is the same thing. Spirit and your heart, same thing. So you don't want sin in your being because it will corrupt you. And when it gets in your heart, then how are you going to get it out? God gave us a new heart as believers. Now, where I'm going with this is when people become corrupt, they start justifying themselves. Now, last week, I forgot what I should have dated, but I didn't. He said, pride never disapproves itself. It never does. That's how the spirit of pride is. He said, pride never disapproves itself. It seeks praise unto hatred, saith the Lord. God knows what he's talking about. Because when you read chapters like Jeremiah chapter 16, and sometimes people, many Christians, people skip over this kind of stuff. I face everything, and the Lord, when the Lord brings it to my attention, I deal with it. Let's look at Jeremiah 16. And the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. And Perry Stone said, he said the Old Testament, it's relevant to today. It's the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. You know, most of the scriptures in Jeremiah and Isaiah is for our admonition. I got to look that word up. I meant to do it before I started the broadcast. I kind of know what it means, but I was going to give you the Hebrew, Greek, and the interpretation that the Lord gives me. But I'll do that another time or whenever he wants me to. But Jeremiah 16, it says, the word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, thou shalt not take thee a wife, neither shalt thou have sons or daughters in this place. Now, just bear with me. Watch what happens. For thus saith the Lord, concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bear them, and concerning their fathers that begat them, in this land they shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried. They shall be as dung, or human waste, or animal waste, upon the face of the earth. And they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. For thus saith the Lord, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. Thou shalt not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them. Now, to eat and to drink. Jeremiah couldn't even go eat and sit down and eat with these folks. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? You know, you see that verse 10, I'm going to read it again. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words. Now Jeremiah is telling them all the things that the Lord just gave him from verses 1 to verse 9. And now he's got instructions. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt show this people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore or why has the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? They don't even know that they went rogue. And they did. Let's look at the Lord's reply, verse 11. Then thou shalt say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me. That's one problem, saith the Lord. Now what happens when you forsake the Lord? You do whatever. And you condone it. Verse 11. And then thou shalt say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. See, their heart had turned. And then their heart got set. When the Lord talks like this, people set their heart, just like the first generation. They didn't want God in their thinking. Continuing, verse 12, and ye have done worse than your fathers, for behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land, into a land that ye know not, neither ye nor your fathers, and there shall ye serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth. Now, this is the people that Jeremiah is talking to. In their mouths, they are not, you know, he said, verse 14, therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from the lands whither he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send many fishes, saith the Lord. Now these are the people, the generations down, they got back in covenant with God. See, the rogue people went out, they died just like the complainers in the wilderness. But there are people from the generation. See, God is the God of covenant. He's going to honor his word to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he's going to bring people back to Israel. Israel is going to be, it's a viable nation now. And all the tribes are going to be back in it. Most of them now are Jews, are from the tribe of Judah, I mean. But people are coming from other tribes as well. Verse 16 says, behold, I will send for many fishes, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rock. See, God don't forget his own. But when people go corrupt and their heart is set, God can't help them. Remember Jesus said when you preach, in Luke chapter 10, he said, if you go to the home where, and the Son of Peace is there, your peace will rest upon it. But if not, your peace will come back to you. Go, and then he said a strange thing. Go out in the streets and shake the dust off your garments against them and warn them, saying, the kingdom of God is near you. See, what happens is in churches, people don't do that enough. It's rare. You know, you have to let people know, look, you're choosing the worldly way, and I don't want your dust on me. Now, that seems rude, but we need to alert people not to do that. It's dangerous. See, they're grouping the things that we say that happens to be life as another cold religion that does man no good. We speak the living word of God. We, you know, Christian people, we get healed. God is interactive in our lives, and they need this. But the devil hide, he gave them false thoughts against God. But there's another problem that causes people to get to that point. Okay. Verse 17. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. God, this is, you know, the Lord knows what has happened. Verse 18. And first, I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of the detestable things and the abominable things. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods to himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. See, God's going to do things that's going to alert people that can be alerted, and it's going to harden. When I told my wife yesterday, the world gets so angry when God's people when we win in life and when we're blessed. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, That made a lot of people mad. I told my wife, I said, all the wicked people are pissed. And that's a mean way of saying it, but that's what they are. They hate the things of God. They love the blood. Some people just got bloodlust in their life. They went wicked. And I know that the Lord will return soon, because when people are divided, there's no more, you know, that gray matter is gone. It's either light or darkness. That's how it's coming. That's how it's unfolding. It was always that way. But things are happening that will reveal the heart of man. Now, why would it get to such a low point? Why do some people go wicked? It don't happen in one day. It happened over time. You know, when I listen to ministers on TV, and I do these broadcasts, I'm talking to people that love me. If you listen to these broadcasts, and you can't see my, most people don't even know what I look like. They hear me on the radio or hear me on this broadcast. And I thank God for every listener. But see, I give it to people straight. The Lord told me things about this ministry that he gave me. And people want to know God. And people that are mature, they can deal with it. I was thinking about this today. Now listen to what Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. He said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You see that? Now this happened. This is what Paul was talking about. And it began a long time ago. A lot of the things that we were taught from religion, science, and education is because of verses 3 and 4. Why would half the country vote for abortion in the first place? Just using that for an example. Not to mention drugs and other devices and other things that go bump in the night. Everything wrong, they want it. And then they want a religion that'll condone it. And an education system that'll look the other way. And science that say that there's no God. And see, the enemy set it up to where if you're a professor, there are some professors, you know, I watched that movie, what's the name of it? God is Not Dead. If the person didn't believe like him, he gave him an F. But there was one Christian guy that stood up to him and said God is not. He did a report and debated him and won. And then in the end, the teacher got saved. And it was a true story. So the wicked. See, in the world, people depend on people too much. And the Lord told me this about, since I'm on that. The way the enemy works, the way he gets people to swallow his hooks. He said, now this was something he gave me way back in there in 90. It had to be 92 or just before I opened that shop. Because Kevin was with me. He was with, he used to help me in ministry before and after I opened the shop. So it was back in the early days. 93 or 2 or 3, I guess. But anyway, we were doing a seminar together. But anyway, the Lord said that the way the enemy get society to the way he controls society, he tempts people to fear inwardly what society believes collectively. And so if people go along with things when they fear. When the time there's fear, that's a red flag all by itself. You know this is so stupid. Evolution is about the stupidest thing I ever heard on the face of this planet. And I remember the first time I had a teacher that was teaching this foolishness. And she teached it like she didn't believe it or want to do it in the first place. But she had to. She thought she had to anyway. But I'm sitting there in elementary school. I said, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard for a grown person say. And I'm a child, you know, 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. I don't know what grade it was, but they taught it anyway. Fear is why people went along with it. And if enough Christians people had stood up to that junk, they would have tossed it out. You got to say something. You got to be bold enough to say something. But if you fear inwardly what others do collectively, that's, you know, in 73, that's when Roe v. Wade came about. And that was around the time I was listening to the teacher teach ever. I knew I was stupid. Not just because my dad is a preacher, but common sense. God is, you know, that's just common sense. But not to the wicked. Wicked people believe a lie quick. But, see, I don't need people to believe what God gave me. I don't need approval to believe Jesus. I don't need the approval of man to believe what Jesus has said and what God stands for and the character of God and what he's doing. So when the Lord reveals something to me, I thank God for it. And then I see it. It helps me understand more because all truth goes together. Now, he said, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. All right. And he goes on and encourages him what to do because he's ready. Paul is getting ready to depart. Paul said, I fought the good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Now, with this in mind, he had to tell him what to watch out for. When you tell people the truth, they don't always want it. People are just, you know, sometimes we cater to people too much as people of God. Now, I know people that go to church, they broke through, they got saved. Anybody that gets saved, they broke through. And they come to learn. And when you have a church full of people that love God, you don't even have to teach like half the stuff I'm teaching. But the problem is the tares, they won't endure sound doctrine. They're going to do tare stuff. The reason Paul had to write this is because of tares. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They should turn away their ears from the truth. Now, that's a choice. But why would a person make such a choice? It's because their heart is turned. The Lord said when they turn their shoulders, it's because they first turned their heart. And I was teaching that way back in 2016. And I don't like to think about concepts like that, but that's what happens all the time in the lives of too many people. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. They'll believe a lie, but they won't believe the truth. And the Lord knows how to separate. Now, when we first met the Lord, he was dividing light from darkness. And he's still doing it. Also, the veil. Now, I talk about how cold religion, how the Jews went rogue, wanted Jesus dead. I'm not anti-Semitic. Christianity is Jewish. I show those things only for the purpose. If the people in covenant with God can turn against him, how much more? This is there for us to know that people that believe on, even people that believe on Jesus, will fall away too if they allow the wickedness of the world to invade their being and get in their heart. Paul talked about many people are falling away. The man of sin won't come till there's a falling away first. Some people say that's the rapture. Some people say that's apostasy. I say it's both. Because if it's apostasy, they're going to fall away. And when we're raptured, then he'll arise. It could be both. Very highly likely. Now I'm out of time. Consider these things. The Lord loves you. I love you. Jesus is our Lord.